You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. Get up, get on the floor.
Oh, I'm so happy I keep hitting that note.
All right.
Y'all can't take it. Y'all like it.
Oh, God.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another reclap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms. This is episode 14, Family Comes First. I'm your host, Tony Moore, and of course, I can't do it by myself. I am joined by my lovely co-host, starting to my over yonder, very far, somewhere over the rainbow. We have.
Hey, everybody. I'm Francisco Thurston.
And guys, I'm Stephanie McGrath. Hey, everyone. I am Candace Camacho.
And in the booth, we have Marissa.
What's up, guys?
Marissa. We had Phil last week. Phil said that he wanted to do the show.
They were fighting.
I know, but you know what? I kicked him up because I love doing this one.
Yeah.
We need
That's
you,
That's what
Marissa.
We like to hear.
Fighting people fighting over us.
I
officially cannot tell Marissa to have a seat.
Nope.
Officially not.
But I'm pretty
That's
sure
right.
it's gonna come one day.
Oh.
All right, so let's get started into this week's episode. First off, these episodes are starting off really weird. Like, they don't go right into the pyramid like they used to. They give us, like, some, okay, now let's do the pyramid.
Yeah.
So, first we have that Abby's mom is not doing well.
Yeah.
It was kind of a hard episode to watch. Mm-hmm. Just kind of hearing all the stuff that Miss Miller is going through.
All those real, raw feelings that
seeing the girls cry.
Yes.
It's tough. That was really tough.
It's real time. Like, it's not just a TV show at that time. It was like lots going on behind the scenes.
Now, I am going to sound mean right now.
Oh, here we go.
Because sometimes you can tell that tears are genuine.
Ooh, okay.
And there are times where you look at someone and you go, are you crying just because other people are crying? Yeah, I went there. So like Kalani.
No, I'll give you that. Yeah, how much background does Kalani and Abby, its mom, have?
Now, I get as a human being, you can have that feeling of, oh my God, someone is, you know, dying, and you feel for, you know, your friends and your teacher and things like that. But for a moment when they cut to her and I was like,
I know. I thought the same thing.
I was like, now Kalani.
Yeah, Kalani doesn't have as much of a background, you know.
She doesn't have a background with Miss Miller.
She doesn't have a relationship with Miss Miller at all. I mean, she has a relationship with Abby, which I'm trying to say, okay, that's she was feeling for Abby, so that's why she was crying. But then at the same time, I was just kind of like, I feel like you're crying because everybody.
You know what though? I cry over the smallest things. I could watch somebody win American Idol and I will cry. So maybe that's how Kalani is.
Yeah. I think I would cry if, you know, all of my friends had somebody dying. And then, I don't know, sadness is kind of contagious,
yeah,
you know?
It is.
And you start to feel it. But why you're on that note, now people may say, again, they think that might be a bit too harsh, but I thought in this episode, Melissa went a little bit I'm not going to say too far. I know they've got a strong relationship, but it just almost seemed like she made it more about herself.
I get where you're going with that. I kind of felt like, I don't know.
Do you get this? I don't know how to say the right word. Then everyone's going to be on me going, how can you say that?
Right.
You know, but it just kind of felt it was more about Melissa was making the attention back on herself, even though it was about Miss Miller, you know, being.
I feel like there was a genuine concern for Abby and for Miss Miller coming from Melissa. I can see where there are moments where you're like, is this truly how you feel, or are you playing it up in some way? I'm going to say that it was genuine and that she genuinely cared, because they I think Melissa and Maddie and Mackenzie and Abby, they all had a closer relationship than maybe most of the other moms and the kids. So I'm going to go with that it was a genuine, like, feel.
I agree. When I was driving with Melissa, like, to go pick up stuff from Abby's house, Melissa actually the home that Mrs. Miller was at is next door to the dance studio. So it's so very convenient for all the moms to go there. But Melissa told me that she spent every single day there at the nursing home with Mrs. Miller while she was in there. So I think it was like, you know, she's drawn to this woman and has a past and history, and she's seen her going through this process of her dying. So I think it was very kind of like self-attention grabbing kind of that situation, but at the same time,
I still think it was genuine. It was genuine. I know they have a relationship, and I know she was hurt by all means.
But it is hard. Like you were saying just a little while ago, you know, sadness is kind of contagious. I've always been someone that's very opposite. When people are sad, I'm the one that becomes a little stronger for everyone.
Okay.
And like the shoulder you can lean on, and then I usually like deal with my feelings on my own time.
Oh, I will cry, honey. Yeah. I will cry on shoulders.
You're
all
gonna be the shoulder for this boy.
See, I would have to be the shoulder for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
While I whisper softly in your ear, suck it up, bitch.
I'm always the first one to bring the tissue box, and they're crying, and then I'll start crying.
Yeah.
Because I want to show compassion for them, I guess.
Yeah.
Not just be like, get over it, girl.
Yeah, and everyone. I mean, everyone has their roles. Kind of. There's some people that you know are just not emotionally able to handle things like that. And so you become that strong person to be like, I'm here for you. I'm going to set my feelings aside. Instead of crying with you, I'm just going to be like a rock for you to lean on. Then we had Mackenzie and her little photo shoot and stuff for Max
Z. Didn't she look fantastic in her outfit?
She did.
Oh, I love it.
That fur thing, though. I wanted to take that fur thing off her shoulders real quick.
I'm bringing my best.
This
Jill
is worn right.
You are really giving.
You're giving Jill
right now.
But Mackenzie had on that like shoulder fur thing. You're like 8 years old.
It's
like
a little much for her age.
Calm down
a little bit.
Well, you know, she was trying to give different looks.
Looks
for you know, Max Z and
she was
girls
she needs,
party.
She was stepping into her alter ego for Max
Z. She needs
Z.
To stay on the safe side a little bit and take that shoulder piece off.
Yeah,
listen,
I agree.
Everybody can get a little bit of Sasha Fierce every now and then.
That's part of shit.
That was like Grandma Fierce. It wasn't Sasha Fierce.
I mean, we're in Pittsburgh. All right, so then we have the pyramid, finally.
It was an awesome pyramid.
It was a very unique pyramid.
Once in a
positive
lifetime.
Yes.
Television one. Yep.
So we had Maddie, Mackenzie, Kendall, Chloe, and Nia all in the same line.
Yay!
Because everybody did what they were supposed to.
Yes,
Abby
last
said.
Week when they couldn't hear the music, they kept going and they won. So
professionals.
Yes, very professional. So that's why. But then somehow Kalani still ended up on top because she was the overall winner last week.
That's
good
solo
for her.
Was everything.
But whose heart dropped when you saw Maddie at the bottom?
I was like,
oh.
Yeah, just, I was like,
she's not supposed to be there.
I was like, ooh. And then they was like, Chloe, Maddie. I'm like, wait a minute. Whoa, the pyramid is going too fast. There's something going on.
Right.
And they're all in the same line. Although I think
there was no pause, there was no reason for it. I was like, what's going on with this?
Although I still think Nia's in her same spot.
Yeah, she was.
I thought the cool thing though was Abby.
Did you snort?
Yeah, I snorted.
You're a snorter.
I can't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What were you saying?
I thought the cool thing was though was that Abby was very positive and then unique to this situation. She didn't pull it back with a negative like she usually does.
Yeah.
It was cool.
That was good. So they are traveling to Columbus, Ohio for Dance USA. And we have the assignments. We have Kendall and Nia with solos.
Nia gets another solo.
Good for her.
And not an ethnic solo.
Thank God.
First time.
That was my first thought. I was like, Let's see what kind of Afrocentric something she can do in Columbus, Ohio. Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Musical theater.
Which...
Still, it wasn't a pretty lyrical solo, though. But I'm glad Nia's doing something fun, because that's her strong point.
I think so, too. Mm. Then we have Chloe and Kalani with a duet. And then everyone, at that moment, was in the group dance. So, we'll get into all of that in just a second. So, and then, of course, there is the announcement that the new team is coming. How do you guys feel about this new team? And now, because there's been speculation like, oh, she's going to replace everyone and all this, like, worried about people's spots and stuff. And then she finally gives an explanation that she just wants double the wins.
Yeah.
So, how do you guys feel about another team competing against each other?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was there when it happened. I was there when it happened, so I'm not gonna really give my two cents on it. I'm just excited.
Well, give us a penny or something.
Okay. What do you mean? Like, penny, you were there when you saw the new team come in?
Yeah, I hosted that competition. What was that noise?
It was somebody swallowing.
Sorry, this water is really good.
It's very strong.
I swallowed it too close to the microphone.
That is the finest of rivers here in Los Angeles, California.
Vocal group tonight, anyway.
I don't think it's going to get her double the wins because they're going to wind up competing against each other. So it's not going to be double the wins. It's going to be one or the other. And there's some fierce girls competing against each other.
This is my take on the new team. They had to create something because Poe Kathy and the Candy Apples cannot get it together.
They're going downhill. We don't hear about
them. And so they needed something to kind of have some sort of like rival like
competition.
Yeah.
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 They need to spice it up since the Candy Apples didn't do too good of a job for that.
Candy Apples have gone rotten.
The question is, where is Maddie going to go?
Is she team one or team two?
I know.
Oh, no.
Maddie's going to be on both teams and on top of both pyramids.
Yeah. I wonder how that pyramid's going to go. It's going to be a long pyramid.
I don't know. I do hope that it's some sort of dramatic something now, because these pictures taped on this dance mirror is not doing... After four seasons?
I know.
Yeah. You mean tell me you can't get no drop-in projector and some, like, swivels or something going?
No, they're like the old school. They just keep...
That's a quick PowerPoint presentation. Everybody got that.
Kathy had it. She had her flat screen.
Look what happened to Kathy.
Well... Yeah. She spent all her money on that screen that she couldn't get the right dances. All right, so Abby's not going to be around much this week because of the situation with Miss Miller, which I actually, you saw a lot of emotion from Abby. And I like how Holly was like, you know, she's human. Mm-hmm. So we don't see the mean side. We actually see that she has a soft side.
Yeah.
And even when she hugged Chloe.
I was so happy.
I was
happened.
Like, yeah. I'm surprised.
Still, though.
I wrote down in capital letters, Abby has feelings.
She does.
Yeah, she's putting her family first. She's, you know, bowing out this week and the competition and going to be with her mom.
Yeah, which, you know, family should come first. I mean, her mom is not doing well in this episode.
And she says her mom's everything to her.
Yeah.
And has been, yeah.
And the fact that her mom has such a legacy because she still has people who are working professional dancers now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so cool. She definitely has a long history. So we go to the big audition for Mackenzie's video.
The big crew, the backup.
Yeah, that was so funny.
I like the fact that she, first off, told Abby that she wanted to choose her dancers.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that Maddie had to audition, whether she was the sister or not. And she was borderline about to be the assistant.
The shade of it all.
That was too cute.
Until Mackenzie heard how that sounded out loud. And then she was like, I guess she can be on screen.
Yeah.
I would have stuck to my gun. No, you can't be in my video.
You can be an assistant.
You can be the assistant.
I think she wanted her to be in the video, but Abby was kind of like being the instigator like she usually is. And do you want her in the shot? Do you not? Maybe she should be the assistant. You know?
She cut Chloe.
And
like,
oh,
I know. I don't she understand not, why she cut Chloe.
Yeah. Same reason why she wouldn't let her do that other video.
Mm.
They just did it on camera this time.
I just don't get what the big issue is.
What the thing is against Chloe?
Yeah.
Her mom?
Because everybody else is in the video.
Her mom.
I'm in the video.
What it was explained to me was that Chloe and Chrissy have not signed the dance studio contract. So Abby's you know, thing is that if you don't sign my studio contract, you don't get to reap the same benefits as people who do sign the contract. Mm-hmm. That's how it was explained to me by Holly. And she was like, maybe that's Abby's logic. I don't know. I've never talked to her about it, but that's, I guess, Abby's logic behind it all. And her mom. Mm. But you see that she does like Chloe, I guess. But who knows?
I mean, I just feel like she treats everybody the same. Except Maddie. Maddie's her favorite.
You don't think Maxie, Mackenzie's getting a little bit more favoritism coming into it?
Well, now
she's which we all are, but really, you know, her success feel like, taking off as a singer, and we want everything about that.
Well, I feel like this is separate. There is ALDC, dance company. Then there's the talent agency.
Talent agency that she manages.
This is the talent that she's managing. She has to make sure, you know, she's in tip-top shape for that. So that's something totally. So, of course, she's going to concentrate on all that. But I feel like it's now different.
Okay.
And we can tell the differences because it depends on what shirt she's wearing.
Yes, we did see her talent agency being represented.
Whenever it's the agency stuff, she's wearing the agency shirt. Whenever it's ALDC, she's wearing the ALDC shirt.
Thriving.
Yep. So you can tell. You got to keep up.
She's a businesswoman.
Something like that.
Something like that.
How did you guys feel about Nia being taken out of the group dance? I have my own opinions about it, but I'm anxious to hear what you guys thought about it.
I really enjoy Nia and everything that's not, you know,
Afrocentric. You can say it. It's okay. I'm the only black one on here. You can say it. I'll give you the pass, too.
I think she's powerful in other styles like musical theater and, you know, she could really kill Bollywood and, like, you know, hip-hop and everything like that. Like, everything that's not, like, supposed to be pretty and, like, lines. I think she excels greatly. And so I was really bummed that she wasn't in the Bollywood routine because I felt like she would have done really well. And she's a really hard worker, too.
No, I agree. In particular, in this group dance, I thought she would have really excelled in Bollywood because it's exactly as Francisco was saying. Well, that it wasn't all. It's not ballet. You know, that wasn't the performance and stuff. And she's quite good at that. I was disappointed to see her. But I can see on the other side, Nia, for her to really excel finally at a solo, I think adding more stress, it only weighs her down further.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Candace?
I think that it would, you know, the costume thing again, I think it was Abby's another way to kind of up the competition to the girls, add a little bit more stress to them. The clip that they were showing, the rehearsal for the group number, she wasn't really getting the style like the other girls were, I noticed in that clip. And I think that because her last solo didn't place, maybe it was a good idea so that she could have more time to prep for her solo.
See, I don't know if I was just, like, not paying attention for a second, but I didn't even realize that the costumes were an issue again until Nia was taken out, and then the moms were like, oh, well, here goes Abby trying to take someone out because of the costumes. And I'm just like, well, I feel like she said last week, when she thinks of a dance, it's like she thinks of everything. She thinks of the dance, the costumes, and all that. So you would think that she would be like, oh, I can do this dance because I have this amount of costumes. Okay, this will be good. I need this many dancers. And then set it.
But she doesn't think that. She just goes for what she wants and, you know.
I think it was a good idea to not have Nia in the group dance so that she could solely concentrate on the solo. I feel like Nia needs one or the other. Yeah. I feel like it's too much pressure for her to do both, even though she still does a fine job, but I feel like she just needed to really focus on her solo.
And it'd be different if it was Maddie we were talking about. Maddie can handle the group in a solo.
Oh, you know, she's Maddie can learn like 10 dances in one
national
day.
Kalani, exactly. But for Nia, no, she's not up at that level yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yet. I mean, she's getting there. According to the pyramid, she's
just a little
not,
bit slowly.
You know, slow and steady slower. Wins the race. So.
Yes.
How did you guys feel when that board was brought in of the new team? First off, I feel like that board appeared out of nowhere, and I don't get why it was even there.
Right.
Because
that was just gonna dance
down at the bottom, it had, like, the old team, and then scattered about, they got approval to show those photos of the new team.
Right.
Is that really an intimidation tactic, or...
I would have looked at it like, okay.
I
wouldn't have even paid attention if I was... Those girls.
I would have knocked that board
down.
Yeah. Whoops. Sorry.
Seriously, though.
What y'all didn't see is that Peyton's photo is on there. I'm kidding.
I was like, relax. None of us saw that.
Where?
On the new team?
No, Peyton will not be coming back.
I would like to mention, though, something. Seeing Gia, for instance, taking charge, which she needed to when Abby wasn't able to come to the competition, and rehearsing with the girls, I'm team Gia. I thought she is such a positive, you know, coach for these girls, and was so supportive when she sees them, like speaking to Nia. But afterwards, after she did her solo and prepping the girls beforehand, you know, let show Abby that she doesn't need another team. We are the number one team.
I agree.
Well, it was really nice to have her on board.
She just has a very calmer demeanor about her. Which I think that's what you expect from a dance teacher, to be rough when they need to be, but not be rough all the time and for every little thing. So things are a little more quieter. And I feel like when Abby, even though they miss Abby, I feel like having that calm environment brings something out of the girls, because I felt like they all did really well.
Nia and Kendall in particular, I thought they were able to relax a lot more in their performances.
I bet they did
a lot better because they were able to relax.
Yeah. You excel well when you're not in those nervous situations. When you have your nerves running and everyone's watching you, and you have Abby like Hawkeye on you. You're like super
nervous.
I'm
sorry, what was that?
Hawkeye.
You
get nervous, and that kind of like puts a dark cloud over you. You have all these tensions on your shoulder, and you have Abby, and I could see how you do well when you're more confident and you don't have the pressure. You just go on stage, you have fun, you don't have Abby down your back.
I mean, competition and performances, pressure and nervous, you know, enough for all them, let alone having their own supposed their coach. Then being intimidated by her every single time you dance.
Gia was just, more empowering and more effective in the way she was trying to, you know, get the girls ready for the competition.
I thought it was good.
Because most of this episode surrounded about the tug back and forth between Miss Miller and, you know, the competition and everything. One thing that kind of bothered me was that when Kira, Kalani's mom, ruined like the little moment about Miss Miller and everything, and was like, wow, what did she say? She mentioned something just out of the blue, about the new team and like, you know, spots and permanent places. And I was just like, I don't think that's the time to
bring that up. Not right now, Miss Honey.
Yeah. Right.
Not right now.
Like, I think at this point, the team is going to be how it is, but there's just going to be a whole nother team that they're going to deal with. Mm-hmm. So Kalani's good.
Kalani's
totally good no matter what. If there's 10 other teams that come in, she's good.
Kalani has her spot.
Yeah. Her Peyton mom should know that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
of all the moms, Kira should be the most comfortable.
Kira's got the most anxiety of all the moms. No. She just does not stop.
Listen, she's trying to keep her contract with Lifetime and stay on this show.
She's a second runner up to Leslie.
Oh. I don't know about that. I don't know if Kira's another Leslie.
She's not that bad.
I really hope that we have no more Leslies. Leslie, period. It's been a nice, quiet episode without Leslie.
It's been cute.
It's been real cute. All right, so we travel over to Columbus, Ohio. I feel like we're just zipping through this.
Hey.
Reclap. For Dance USA. And Abby's not at the competition because she is with her mother. Mm-hmm. And the first dance we saw was the duet. What did you guys think of the duet?
It's so good.
Breathtaking.
Perfectly tamed.
Yeah.
Putting those two together.
That's a dream team for sure.
When she announced the duet that it was Chloe and Kalani, I thought to myself, like, that's actually really perfect because they dance very similar to each other. They dance with like all the emotion and I was like, this is going to be a good pair.
They're also more closer to like height-wise and stuff. Yeah. I was just thinking when you put Maddie with the other one, they're kind of just,
They have the same body type. They're both on the taller side, really long and lean, beautiful feet. And when they announced that duo, I was like really excited to see those two. I think it's like matched perfectly.
I thought they worked really well together. Their technique was amazing. Like the splits and just, it was everything. I loved it.
My dream team. They dance so good together. I love Chloe. I love Kalani. I was like, yes.
Francisca going to have his third team. You're going to create your own little third team.
I know. I'm going to create my own dance team. And Chloe and Kalani are going to be on it. And I'm going to give them all the opportunities in the world. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Lord. Mm. We got a little Abby in the making. Start your own agency.
The nicer one.
I don't know about that. I can see you being a little mean.
Yeah, I'm a little sassy.
See?
You got to tell them sometimes. The girls need to step up. Let's go, girls.
I got it. I got it.
Oh, is that how you do it? Is that what it is?
Oh, he does the finger? he doesn't even say the finger.
I don't say anything. I just go.
Ooh. As long as you're not biting.
He has the look in the eye. Is that your Hawkeye that you just did?
You know you know where biting can get you. One or the other. Biting can get you a $5 million lawsuit.
I know.
And your wig snatched.
Your bumpet snatched.
Listen to you too.
Then we had Kendall come out, who I actually thought did a great job. I kind of stuttered on that a little bit. Because I just feel like, and I had this note for Kendall last season, she just doesn't hit it. Like, she's supposed to be like this, like, kind of, she just doesn't give me that sass and that oomph that's needed.
She doesn't come out and own it quite like quite like the other girls, but she has, you know, beautiful lines and transitions. And
she's trying to be cute.
Yeah.
You can't be cute.
Cute doesn't get it sometimes.
You're too old to be cute. Mackenzie's too old to be cute, therefore you too old to be cute.
Which we'll talk about in the group dance.
I really enjoyed Kendall's solo this time.
I mean, I did too.
I felt like her technique was really, really strong in the solo. Like, I felt like she was like, that was the thing she worked on this time. Because usually her feet are like biscuits and her legs aren't straight. Biscuits. Sometimes Kendall is biscuits. But I really believe in her as a dancer, and I think she actually can perform. She just needs to be pushed. And I think that's what Abby's doing.
I think she was more relaxed, though, without Abby.
Yeah, super relaxed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, just as saying. Jill said, that she was very relaxed.
She has a lot of, like, weird transitions. Like, she'll be like, here, down. Like, she doesn't really, like, hit it and then move into the next thing.
No, she's still in her head. She is. We always speak about Kendall. She's on to the next move before she even completely finishes off the last.
And I think that's what prevents her from, like, just being in it and hitting it and having that extra sass like she's supposed
hit
to.
Hit it and hold it, girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then we had Nia come out and do her solo.
Yay.
I thought this solo was fun.
Yeah.
I think
it was
rather
upbeat for a damsel in distress, though. Yeah. Was that not...
Well, I kind of took it as a, like, the silent film type of, you know, damsel in distress.
Okay.
You know, where, like...
More humorous, more comical.
Yeah, like, you know, it was all about the facial expressions and things in your body and telling the story through that and all that. And I really feel like this is right up Nia's alley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think she could probably be a really good actress if she went that route. I wasn't too thrilled about the dance moves, though. Yeah, some of them seemed a little, like, I don't know, like, it was almost like you get, like, a puzzle box, and you're trying to put the pieces together, and they don't quite work out, but they're supposed to fit, but it doesn't.
I never had a puzzle that was supposed to fit, but it doesn't.
I never got my puzzles to fit.
When you buy one from the 99-cent store, maybe that's the puzzle stuff.
Oh, okay. The hole doesn't exactly fit, but it's supposed to be there.
Exactly. Like,
that's why they're sold at the 99.
Well, I kept waiting for that high point on her solo.
Yeah, it was stagnant.
Yeah, and I kept, like, waiting, and I wanted to see more, but I enjoyed the facial expressions, and she is a great actress. I think she has potential to be great at musical theater and acting, but I wanted to see, you know, with the other girls, you see all those amazing tricks and stags and leaps, and there wasn't any of that in her routine.
Mia ain't good at that, though.
I mean, she sold what she was given.
Right.
She did do some acrobatics.
She did open leap. The thing is that I enjoy is that they didn't highlight her flaws. Like, that's what I enjoy as a judge. I hate when dancers get up on stage and they have bent legs and messed up turns. And I'm like, why did you put that on stage? Like, aren't you trying to win money and a trophy? So I just felt like it was easier for Nia. She did what she had to do. She performed. It was really great. Like, it actually, like, really looked good on her body, and it wasn't awkward.
Although they did a close-up of when she was doing her acrobatic stuff. And she was like this. And she was just like...
Oh, yeah.
She was like shaking. I was like, oh, y'all don't need to do a close-up
on
that.
Why are they doing a close-up right now?
Y'all ain't ever did a close-up on somebody doing their acrobatics.
No.
Y'all did that messed up face. Yeah, it was like, ooh, she's struggling. Oh, trust me, I understand the struggle. When I go to the gym and I try to do the planks, ooh, it is a struggle. It is a struggle.
I can't even do a handstand for more than 15 seconds.
Listen, trying to put all this weight over one's head is not good. It is too much. Hashtag team too much.
Meow.
Then we move over to the group dance, which they look great.
Mm-hmm. I love the costumes.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, yes. Yes.
Bollywood, really they could good. Bring that yeah. every day. I thought it was fantastic.
So did yeah. I. Yep.
I thought they... this group just works really well mm-hmm. together.
They do.
And I thought that they were... I thought they could have been... I don't know why this was just a consistent thing for me. A little bit more sassy with it.
Yeah.
A little bit more like oomph. Like, I just needed that, like... I can't put it into words. I needed my Sasha. I needed my Sasha Fierce. That's yes. what I needed. I needed that.
I needed that. Thought that was... It was great to see the girls do a group dance that was so different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In comparison to any of their other dancers. I really enjoyed yeah. the, including Mackenzie. I thought, finally, Mackenzie, she's being given the opportunities now consistently where she gets to do dances that aren't as cutesy. Oh, she's right. finally get to do woman. More grown up.
She's yeah. trying to exactly. do whatever she needs. Yeah. Yeah. Well, she needs to get out of cute. She's growing up.
But she's right. to a certain extent, it's not always her fault. I mean, she's given a dance, and she has been mm-hmm. so many times from Abby. They're all cutesy. And she the girl's is. Finally getting some room to not be as cutesy. Right.
Just to perform what she's giving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was living it up.
She was.
Little Max Z.
But I thought, yeah, technique, everything was just
oh, my God, it was
really
so
good.
Hard. I was yeah. like, oh, my gosh, that dance was so hard. Mm. Like, they kept up.
And I see why maybe Abby took Nia out. Because there were a lot of little quick little mm-hmm. things that
and
they had
Nia
to hit.
And Nia does sometimes always she's usually
behind.
Not usually. Yeah, she is behind.
She is usually one or two beats behind. Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest. I'm not trying yep. to be mean.
I love Nia.
She kind of muddles through when she doesn't make every move on the count.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every move is special and it has its own beat and count, and she kind of smooths through that.
Yeah.
So in hindsight, maybe it actually was a good call that she was right. taking out.
I think it was
she
a great
to focus
call.
On that solo.
Get that solo. Get pull that solo together.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, we had Nia who got third.
Yay!
Yeah, because what she placed like she didn't play.
She
ninth?
Didn't place,
or it was ninth at one
yeah.
time.
Yeah, ninth. Okay.
Yeah, cool. So good on being on the other end of the spectrum. Yes. So good for her,
and that is going to do great things for her confidence for next
yes.
time.
Although, I mean, I feel like, I mean, we all know Nia tries.
Yeah.
So I feel like she's confident. I think she just needs to continue to work really, really, really hard.
Hard. She does, too. She's a really hard worker.
She is. She's a very hard
but
worker.
But these little enforcements like this, getting third, helps that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's only so long you can keep on working hard. When you're getting nothing back, yeah. the girl's going to eventually just,
we all know
you think,
that.
Burn out or give up. It's mm-hmm. hard.
Results feel really good, and she got some great results.
She did.
Feel
you
that
know,
fire.
You know what's funny is that this group that's been winning, without Brooke and Paige, they've been doing really, 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 really good.
Yeah.
Like, they've been standout.
Well, it's because now they don't have Brooke who wanders for a second, like, oh, what am I doing? Oh, I'm in a dance. She's had those moments. And I'm yes. not being a Brooke hater.
It's just
I still
the truth.
Listen to I Hurt. And yes, you heard that song again. But it's true. Like,
she,
Brooke would have those moments where she would be on stage and it's like,
where am I supposed to be?
Okay, here I am. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
They've good. Been excelling really without those two girls. And that's what I said. If Abby wants a winning team, those are two girls that need to be gone.
Yeah. You notice, called it. You
notice
called
Francisco
it right.
said it and not me. So y'all no. comment on him.
Hey, I'm just honest, y'all.
Just saying. And trust me, Francisco will comment back.
I will.
All right. And then we had Kendall who placed second. Good for Kendall.
Yeah.
She's placed in second.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lord knows. And of course, Jill was not.
She
was just like,
pleased with that.
I really wish she could get the first spot. Well,
everybody wants to be first.
Yeah. A little jitterbug in that purple outfit who looked like she did something terrible. Not right. terrible, like terrible okay. good. But, but yeah.
She turned it out.
Well, yeah. at least Kendall got second, so good for her. The duet got first, of course.
Of course.
I want to watch the choreographer's cut next week and, like, see the whole thing.
Do you watch the choreographer's cut?
Sometimes, yeah. Just to see the dances.
I don't.
But I want to see that full duet next week because I know they killed that.
You let us know how that was.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, don't forget to give us your thoughts on the dances in this episode. Make sure you comment below. I read them. Francisco reads them and comments on them, and so does Stephanie.
Thanks.
Yes.
Hey.
And Candace will come in at some point in time.
I comment now and again.
Yeah. I honestly, I scan through to look for Tony, and if it doesn't mention it, I move on to something else. That sounded so bad, didn't it? But it's kind of true.
He's honest and he owns it.
I mean,
that's why we love you, Tony.
You know why I don't comment is because everyone is allowed to have their opinions.
Yes.
And I feel like if I comment back, then I am only blocking someone's opinion.
Oh.
But the things I address are the things that like are commented towards me that are like directed at me having this like wonky opinion that I never said anything like that. So I have to like fix things.
To clear it up.
Okay. I don't feel
the room.
Nothing wrong with clearing the name.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I love y'all, but sometimes I just gotta say something back.
I don't say anything unless... No, I don't say anything at all. then the group placed first, of course.
Duh.
So that was good for them. They had their 13th
win. 13th win. Wow.
They called Abby at
the
end,
too. Guys, do we think this is gonna end, though?
What? Their winning streak?
It's got to.
Okay, let's be honest. Something's gonna have to happen because... Mm-hmm. I mean, the episodes, I mean, I would have been fine if this was, like, the season finale or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
But we do have two more episodes before the mid-season finale, and then they're going to kick it up again. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so two more episodes, and then there's a mid-season finale, and then they're going to kick up again for 30 more episodes.
You guys will see me in 2 weeks, then, on the show.
What show?
When they debut the new team.
Oh. Cool. You're trying to put your plug in already?
That'll be my episode, y'all. Right. I'll be on TV.
Hey.
Let's hope you don't end up on the cutting room floor, y'all.
Oh,
I
won't.
Sometimes that happens too.
I'll be the one announcing them winning, so I'll be there.
You're a judge at that competition.
He made sure.
I was the host.
He's the person that's like, all right, in this category, we have in ninth place. See, you were smart. Let me tell you about Francisco. Now, this is one smart person. He knew that he was hosting this. He knew that they were filming this for Dance Moms. He said, what can I do to make sure that when this episode airs, I am seen? Because the last time we saw Francisco, he was just a real quick
glimpse.
Like, if you didn't know him, you would have never thought that that was him. But I knew him. I said, ooh, there go Francisco. But this time he said, I'm going to get more camera time. I'm going to be the host because I know that there's that little part where everybody's dancing right before awards and somebody has to announce them. And that's going to be me. That was real smart.
Yep. If we don't see him, we will hear his voice.
You'll hear my voice.
That was real smart.
Either way, I'm going to have some good real footage. Thank you, ma'am.
That was real smart.
Very smart.
I have to commend you on that. Now, what y'all don't know is that in that episode, they cut the award portion out.
That ain't gonna happen. Because wait till y'all see what happens at this competition.
Oh.
What happens?
I can't tell you.
Not even a peek?
I just want to be... It's two teams going against each other.
Yeah. Who wins, though? Who wins?
I ain't gonna tell you.
Oh.
You know he signed an NDA. Ain't nobody trying to get sued.
I'm trying to get sued.
We don't want to be like, exactly, we don't need the drama.
Besides, you know people are quick to sue people.
Oh,
Kelly.
Yes. Kelly Abby.
Sue happy.
And that was it for Dance Moms. And then the phone call, which was great for Abby to hear that that they won. And even though with the struggle that she's having with her mom, it was good to hear good news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although she was still very much Abby.
Yes, that's what I was
going to
say.
When Nia was like, and I want to do the group next week.
We'll see.
I was like, oh.
I thought that was really cool that Nia spoke up and said, I really want to do the group next week. None of the girls ever do that.
No, and that's exactly what Abby
wants
them to do.
Maybe because also when she's on the phone. It's a little bit easier because you're not confronted face to face. You can sometimes.
I want to be the group next week.
Oh,
yeah. Everything is either via phone, text, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
People are real text brave in text. I don't know what I'm talking about.
They get that liquid confidence by texting.
That liquid confidence.
Yeah.
Liquid courage.
Texting.
Text courage.
What they claim is alcohol for some people.
They
just feel they can write whatever they want.
She's from Australia.
Oh.
It's okay.
Very.
All right, so let's go into some predictions.
Mm-hmm. And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I predict that in 2 weeks, we are going to see Francisco on Dance Moms.
You're right.
That's all I got. Because my DVR always cuts off. I always see just like a little snippet.
It's not next week, but week after.
Oh, that's when your episode is on. Yeah.
We're going to tune it, DVR it. I think their long running streak will come to an end. Mm. Bum, bum. I don't think the group dance will... I think they're going to play second or third. I don't think they're going to keep on winning.
Mm. I don't know what's going to happen next week. I didn't see the previews. It cut off on me.
Yeah. I just predict a lot of drama somehow. Some like new twist.
Christy, I think, is still going to be fighting and swearing.
She was actually really quiet this
week.
Episode.
Give it next
she
week.
She was very quiet. Next.
Kudos to her for being courteous and cordial.
I did see that she does cuss a little bit next episode.
Well, when does she cuss? Yeah. She cusses all the time.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. She didn't this episode, though.
Well.
Anyway, she does again.
So let's find out this. Do you guys think that the new team will begin winning and that will break the streak, or ALDC original will continue to win? New team or original team? Francisco.
I'm pleading the fifth.
Oh, because he got the inside.
No, he's contracted. Anyway, back to the rest of us. I'm going to say, well, non-contracted. We're not making the money, unfortunately. I'm going to say it's a new team.
You're going to say new team?
Yep.
Candace?
I'm going to say that somehow the new team breaks up the original team and a couple members swap with the new team versus the old team. And
team swap.
Yeah. Mm. I predict a team swap.
I think that the original ALDC are going to work even harder and become tighter, and they will dominate the new team.
Nice.
That's what I think. Because, I mean, also think about this. The new team is going to be very much like Candy Apples, guest stars. So they're coming on. And
what happens, though, if there is that swap, though? What happens if some of the original members then go into the new team?
Well, then my prediction, they'll all be messed up.
Right. The thing
is so funny to hear all this because I know exactly what happened.
We know you got the scoop. We know you hosting.
Yes.
We know you got it. You know what we still have, though? We still have that shirt.
We do.
And we still have the
that's what happens.
Signs. We just don't know what to do with it.
Well, there are some clips available, so we'll watch them and we'll get back to you on the season finale, the mid-season finale. We'll have the winner, right?
There are clips?
Yeah.
I've only seen one.
People have uploaded a couple.
Where?
Oh, I want
to
see.
They said that they participated in the contest, so I went to their YouTube and I looked at their videos.
Oh.
Okay.
So we'll go back in a couple of videos and look in the comments.
Well, it'll be your job to tweet it to us.
Okay, I'll gather the links.
Yes. Speaking of tweeting, Francisco, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at TheFrancisco, or you can find me on Facebook or Instagram. My name is Francisco Thurston.
And guys, you can find me on Twitter at HostMcGrath or on YouTube at HostStephanieMcGrath.
And you can find me on Twitter at Candace_Camacho.
And, of course, you can find me on all social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and, wait, did I miss one? Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Oh, that's all of them. At Lounging with Tony, LOUNGIN with Tony, or my website, loungingwithtony.com. And make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel.
And the AfterBuzz app on your iPhone or Android.
Yes.
Tap that app. Oh, that's right. We just got
that. Tap that app.
Yes. So make sure you download the AfterBuzz TV app.
Yes.
And that would be great for you. All right. So that has been your Dance Moms Reclap for this week right here on AfterBuzz TV. We will see you next Wednesday, same time, same channel. Until then, bye, y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.